The father of 9 children killed in an Israeli military strike in Gaza over the weekend remains in intensive care, said a doctor on Sunday at the hospital treating him, according to Reuters. Amdi Al-Najjar, himself a doctor, was at home in Khan Yunis with his 10 children when an Israeli air invasion occurred, killing all but one of them. He was rushed to the nearby Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza, where he is being treated for his injuries. Abdul Aziz Al-Farah, a thoracic surgeon, said Najjar had undergone 2 operations to stop bleeding in his abdomen and chest, and that he sustained other wounds, including to his head. May God heal him and help him, Farah said, speaking by the bedside of an intubated and heavily bandaged Najjar. According to the BBC, Najjar sustained injuries to his brain, lungs, right arm, and kidney. Bulgarian doctor Milena Angelova-Chi, who is treating him at Nasser Hospital, told the BBC that his life remains in danger and that the hospital is doing everything we can for him. The Israeli military has confirmed it conducted an air invasion on Khan Yunis on Friday, but claims it was targeting suspects in a structure that was close to Israeli soldiers. The military claims it is looking into uninvolved civilians killed. According to medical officials in Gaza, the 9 children were aged between 1 and 12 years old. The child that survived, a boy named Adam, is in serious but stable condition, according to the hospital. The BBC reported that doctors say Adam is doing reasonably well. Najjar's wife, Ala, also a doctor, was not at home at the time of the strike. She was treating Palestinians injured in Israel's more than 20-month war in Gaza against Hamas in the same hospital where her husband and son are receiving care. Video verified by the BBC and shared by Health Ministry Director Dr. Munir Al-Borsh showed small charred bodies being lifted from the rubble. The 9 children, Yahya, Rakan, Roslan, Gibran, Eve, Rival, Sadin, Lukman, and Sidra, were aged between just a few months and 12 years, according to the BBC. She went to her house and saw her children burned. May God help her, said Tahani Yahya Al-Najjar of her sister-in-law. With everything we are going through, only God gives us strength. Tahani visited her brother in hospital on Sunday, whispering to him that she was there. You are okay, this will pass. On Saturday, Ali Al-Najjar said that he rushed to his brother's house after the strike, which had sparked a fire that threatened to collapse the home, and searched through the rubble. We started pulling out charred bodies, he said. In its statement about the airstrike, the Israeli military said Khan Yunis was a dangerous war zone.